with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting Israel claims Hamas has violated the fragile ceasefire.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing revenge after Hamas released the bodies of four Israeli hostages. As part of the ceasefire agreement, Hamas turned over what was supposed to have been the bodies of Shiri Bibas and her two young sons, as well as 83-year-old Oded Lifshitz.
Today is a tragic day.
Netanyahu says it's a cruel and malicious violation.
These Hamas monsters also cynically refused to bring back the boy's mother, Shiri, and send the body of a Gazan woman instead, in brazen violation of the agreement.
Hamas says it would conduct a thorough review of the information regarding the body. I'm Ed Donahue.
A winter weather advisory has been issued for parts of central and south Texas, including San Antonio, beginning at 6 p.m. local time. David Stucker with the Austin Street Center in Dallas says they've helped about 4,000 homeless people stay warm as the polar vortex brings below freezing weather to Texas.
Providing a place for those people to get life-saving basic services is absolutely critical, especially as the number of unsheltered homeless remains a critical problem here in Dallas.
Freezing drizzle has caused slick spots on area roadways, making untreated highways and exposed elevated bridges hazardous. President Trump's envoy to Ukraine and Russia says he's held extensive and positive discussions with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky about the three-year war. He praised the Ukrainian leader as an embattled and courageous leader of a nation at war. Retired U.S. Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg struck a positive tone Friday after saying it was a long and intense day of talks. This is SRN News. U.S. relief groups appealing for help in the wake of the USAID funding freeze.
Efforts by the Trump administration to dismantle the government's Agency for International Development have directly affected the Ministry of Faith-Based Organizations. Groups large and small are seeking donations to continue life-saving work. One example is World Hope International that writes on X that gifts will ensure clean water, health care, and education for those in need. The agency quotes Proverbs 3:27, "Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to act." Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Access to religious services has been restricted in New York State prisons after National Guard troops were deployed amid a labor strike by correction officers. The strikes have upended the lives of prison inmates and their families who've been denied access to everything from lawyers to family visits and medical treatment. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
United Health Group shares tumbling today on a report. The Justice Department is investigating the company's Medicare billing practices. Federal officials launching a, quote, civil fraud probe. Sales of previously occupied homes falling in January as rising mortgage rates and prices discouraged many would-be homebuyers. Existing home sales fell 4.9% last month from December. Senior diplomats wrapping up the last day of their group of 20 meeting in South Africa, a two-day gathering marked by the absence of a senior U.S. delegation. Another dismal day on Wall Street today. The Dow fell 748 points, S&P 500 off 104, its worst day in 2 months, and NASDAQ fell 438. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.